Hello, and welcome to the Get the Acceptance Letter podcast. My name is Treasure Shields Redmond, and I'm the founder of Get the Acceptance Letter Academy. It's where we help busy parents of college-bound teens secure top-tier education without massive debt. I'm also known as the debt-free degree expert. I help families find the funds so that they don't have to be under the crushing debt, the kind of debt that can't be discharged in bankruptcy, the kind of debt that will take your tax refunds every year, the kind of debt that makes you pursue the first semi-lucrative job you find, and not your dream, not the place that honors your gifts and goals. So today I'm going to be talking about what I'm calling the scholarship emergency bag. What you need to have in your emergency bag. So if you happen to be at a scholarship fair or you find out about an opportunity on the humbug, on the fly, you have the items that can help you to apply for almost any opportunity. Number one, you need a college resume. I've talked about this before, but I cannot overstate its importance. In fact, I just saw a lucrative scholarship that was funded by Hollister. That's a popular retail store that lots of young people, especially in high school, shop at. Hollister required a college resume. And basically, it's what it sounds like. It's a resume, but it focuses on not just work history, but also awards, honors, extracurriculars, volunteer service. So you got to have a college resume. Next, you need to have three recommendation letters. Two from academic sources and one from someone who can speak to the kids' volunteer or community service activity, right? So maybe their history teacher, their math teacher, and their Girl Scout troop leader, or their Urban League New Lights sponsor, or their Upward Bound instructor, or their Eagle Scouts troop leader, whatever it is, the person who runs 4-H or the homeless food pantry that they worked at. They want to have two teachers and one person who can speak to their work in the community. And that does include in the church. After that, you want to have a PDF of your transcript. And here's a big tip. You want to have an electronic space, whether it's Google Docs or just a folder on your own computer, where you keep PDFs of items that can be emailed out quickly. But I found a downloadable app that's called Genius Scan, G-E-N-I-U-S, Scan, S-C-A-N, and it is available, I know, on the iTunes, the App Store through Apple, but I'm sure it's in the Google Play Store and in Android stores. And it allows you to take a picture of hard copy documents and then email them to yourself as a PDF. You want to have a PDF of your SAT or ACT scores. You should be able to access those from the platforms where you found out your scores. And then you can, if you want to, print them out, use the scanner app to create a PDF. Or if you know how to create a PDF from what you've pulled up on your computer, you can do it that way. You also need to have two essays. One that is an answer to one of the prompts on the Common App, which is located at commonapp.org, and one that's a generic, this is what I would do with this money essay. I noticed that the one page, how would you use this award, is asked for fairly frequently. And then finally, here's a fun one, a nice clean color headshot. So put those selfie skills to work and put a wonderful picture. If you have all of these items, you'll be ready for any scholarship that comes up. Come talk to me about it at gettheacceptanceletter.online. Until then, happy admissions.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.